On the Money. In for a podcast, in for a pound.
Now to the issue of unemployment, in particular youth unemployment. The Bureau of Statistics has released figures showing unemployment has reached 6.4%, the highest level since 2003. For young people, the statistics are much worse at an average of 14.2%, the highest level since April 1998. And for those aged 15 to 19, unemployment hit 20.3% in February. So what's to be done? Social Services Minister Scott Morrison is still pushing the government's plan to force unemployed people under 30 to wait 6 months to receive Centrelink benefits. Then they have to do 6 months of work for the dole. Now the private sector thinks they have the answer. Evan Wallace reports.
The Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry has proposed expanding the Work for the Dole program for young people to the private sector. So what exactly is the solution to addressing youth unemployment in Australia?
There's an emerging crisis in youth unemployment in this country. If we don't do something new and different to get young people back into meaningful work, we're going to have an intergenerational problem on our hands. What we are suggesting is an extension of the old Work for the Dole process.
That's John Osborne, Director of Economics and Industry Policy at the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry. As it stands, the Work for the Dole program only allows young people aged between 15 to 29 to work for either government organisations or the not-for-profit sector. So what's not working about the current system?
The key here is that they're real jobs. They're not make-work jobs. We're encouraging young people, particularly young people with rising youth unemployment, back into the labour market, ensuring that they have the sort of skills that are necessary, you know, wearing a uniform, showing up on time, or whatever it might be. These skills and these experiences are very useful for both the employer and the employee.
Eamon Waterford, the Policy and Youth Advocacy Director for Youth Action, doesn't agree.
This is a terrible idea. The idea that Work for the Dole should be provided to private for-profit companies is not only a really, really bad policy outcome, but also a blatant cash grab by the business sector.
On the Money put this concern to John Osborne. Now, John, some people might say that this is just an approach to drive down the wages that businesses are required to pay. How would you respond to that?
Oh, absolutely not. It's critically important for a scheme like this to work. It's not a difficult thing at all to have appropriate safeguard measures which ensure that these jobs are not replacing the jobs of anyone who is currently working or would work, but adding on to the top.
So, is an expanded version of the Work for the Dole program the best way of addressing youth unemployment? We spoke to Jeff Borland, an economics professor at the University of Melbourne, to find out.
Well, I think it's partly a good idea. I think the best programs for giving young people the capacity to work and get back into work are programs that provide real job skills and provide a potential pathway into a permanent job. And I think that's where the private sector has an advantage in being able to provide those types of opportunities. I think the difficulty, though, with this specific proposal, it's really just a proposal to pay employers the money that would have otherwise been paid to a Work for the Dole coordinator. So it's really like a wage subsidy.
With youth unemployment topping 20% in areas such as North Adelaide, Northern Tasmania and Cairns, what else is needed to tackle the problem? And again, here's Eamon Waterford.
The first thing we can do is we can look seriously at the sort of programs that do work. We used to have a program called Youth Connections and another program called Partnership Brokers. These are two programs that were funded by the federal government. They cost about $500 million a year to run, which in the grand scheme of the federal budget is quite a small amount of money. So these were programs that were explicitly targeting young people at risk, getting them back into education, getting them back into training, and getting them into work.
But are there other economic factors at play that no matter how ambitious the program, youth unemployment will continue to rise? Here's Jeff Borland.
Since the global financial crisis in 2008, the rate of unemployment Australia-wide has increased from about 4% to 6.5%. And what happens when the rate of unemployment goes up overall, the group who are always disproportionately adversely affected are young people. That's because, you know, when you have an economic downturn, what happens is employers stop hiring.
Youth unemployment is an issue that will be clearly affected by more than just changes to the Work for the Dole program. There are a complex range of economic and social factors that are at play that make this a really tricky issue. We'll leave John Osborne with the last word.
From little things, big things grow. We've got to remember that. If we take away the first few rungs on the career ladder, we really are doing people a major disservice, because that is a problem that could have consequences that go way into their career.
John Osborne, Director of Economics and Industry Policy at the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, ending that report by Evan Wallace.